This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. How you doing tonight? We got a big show for you. Welcome to Saturday. We are going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart, plus all the latest news, gossip, and other stuff we will cover. My special guest, Dr. John Eibner and Bridget Fetisee, will be in the ladies' lounge tonight. I couldn't be happier than to have you with us. Welcome to New York City. We are on a roll tonight. We have, well, at least in the college football world, had not anyone that I'm aware of today take a knee during the national anthem, which is awesome. We'll wait and see on what the NFL does this weekend. I have a bad feeling about some of the teams. But, you know, when you consider what happened, you know, this time last week, we were about 24 hours out from what would become the worst mass shooting in American history, modern American history. I know there are some people that are out there about the American Indian mass shooting where there were 216 killed. Okay, so the modern era mass shooting American history, this was the worst last Sunday. And so tonight, I've got a lot of thoughts on this, and I want to deal with it, but we've got a couple of other really good things to talk about as well tonight with great guests. Let's go to the big board and preview what's coming up in the first hour tonight. Dr. John Eibner. Now, if you're watching on Biz TV, he's all the way over to the left of your screen there. He works with a group called Christian Solidarity International, and something that we are doing here at the Kevin McCullough microphone between now and the new year is, well, we like to, I have, well, for a long time, you can come back on me for a second, Nick. For a long time, we have had this platform, 9 years plus. I've been honored enough, humbled enough, grateful to be able to be with you on Saturday nights in some form or another. Now, it started out with my former business partner, Stephen Baldwin, the actor. He's back on to greatness now in the movie world and other things, and so he had to leave a couple of years ago. But we have persisted at this spot for about 9 years, almost 10 years. And what I've wanted to do more often than not, but we've only been able to do it a handful of times, is use this platform to really make a difference. Well, I'm really outraged about something. I'm really burdened about something. So this year, in the fourth quarter, for this season, from now through the holidays, we are going to try to affect something very positive in our world, and that is we are going to try to liberate 50 human slaves, human trafficked people that people have sold to one another, or they have kidnapped, etc. And so tonight we're going to visit with the Christian Solidarity International. Dr. John Eibner will be with us, and he's going to give us a look at what is going on in the particular area that we're going to work in this year and try to liberate those 50 young girls. And I feel so excited about it. I can't wait to tell you about it. But imagine getting for Christmas. Imagine, and a lot of these would be Christian-oriented girls. Imagine getting for Christmas this year your freedom for the rest of your life. Imagine that. After being some slave owner's, you know, sex object and thrown away. Imagine someone loving you and giving you a brand new life. And friends, I'm excited to be able to tell you how we can do that tonight. So we're going to get that kicked off tonight, and then I'm hopeful that by the end of the year we'll do that. Now, in hour number two, the ladies' lounge, Bridget Fetisee will be with us, and of course she is based out of Hollywood, and she hasn't been with us for a while. You know, the Oscars came and went, and the Emmys or whatever else, and she said that these silly award things, they need to be. These people need to give Donald Trump an award. They need to apologize to him. If it weren't for him, they'd have nothing to talk about at some of these things. But we're going to talk about that. And then also the big breaking news, and this speaks to the hypocrisy that is in our world today. Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein, who cares? Harvey Weinstein was outed by the New York Times on Friday as being a serial sexual predator, harasser,
problem in Hollywood. And this is a guy that has raised the most amount of money for most of the far-left political candidates in our country. Bridget's got some thoughts on that and some other things as we get through the evening. So she'll be joining us in the ladies' lounge tonight. That'll be fun. Of course, the phone lines are open, 888-340-3373. You want to call in, you want to add your 2 cents worth, we always welcome it at 888-340-3373. If you're watching Biz TV, it's right there on your screen, 888-340-3373. Now, I want to go back to Vegas because it was a week ago tonight that this I don't even want to call him a human being, was stalking the three-day festival that was the Highway 91 Festival in Las Vegas. And by the way, we have a television affiliate in Las Vegas. We have another one in Henderson. We have radio station affiliates in Reno and the Las Vegas area. We've got another television affiliate in Reno. So our hearts are heavy for Las Vegas tonight, and my deep, deep respect. But I was thinking about the whole issue of people. And in my personal life, in recent days, I've watched some very good friends, very honorable people, go through some very horrific, not horrific like someone shooting at you from up above at a country concert, but just a lack of care for in consideration for them in a way that has injured them. And I was doing what I sometimes do. I meditate on some things, and I sometimes read scriptures, and sometimes I even pray and other things about it. I know those of you that don't happen to be religious don't find that probably fascinating at all. But it's a part of my life, and it's a part of who I am. And I was really convinced of the truth of this meme, and I posted it up on the social media today. And I really believe it to be true that when I, as a human being on this planet, am walking around on this earth and I do not handle people with great care, because people break very easily, when I don't handle them with great care, at the end of the day, I actually end up grieving the one who made them. And that may not sound particularly profound to some of you, but to others it will be a knife through the heart. When we sit and we think that people are dispensable, we give the cockroaches of the world, like Paddock, all the justification he needs to go up into his hotel room and to exterminate them. This whole Vegas slaughter, and all of the hundreds, by the way, that are still in the hospital, still need our prayers, still trying to recover from their wounds. Some of them have gotten to go home. I think there's close to 200, though, still in Vegas hospitals. We need to take great care to show great respect to one another. But it's a truth, and I want you to understand it as we talk about the human slavery, how we talk about it when it comes to the issue of Harvey Weinstein tonight. When we mishandle people, we actually offend God, because God is the one who made the people in his own image. And so when we attack people that are innocent, as the shooter in Vegas did last week, when we make someone's life harder than is necessary, like my friends are dealing with and they're being put through the ringer with, when we mishandle people, When I don't take the time to try to answer my son's questions when he's annoyed me to the nth degree, we are doing something more than just being selfish. We're doing something more than just seeking our own. We're actually attacking the God of the universe. Now, if you think that you can do that and live with it and get away with it and be fine, that's good. But I don't believe that. And I don't believe that tonight that Mr. Paddock is anywhere near where God lives. And it should be a stark reminder to all of us that when we create a culture where people are expendable and they're able to be thrown away like yesterday's tissues, that what we do is we desensitize a culture and we start bringing down the barrier for other people to be able to treat people with great indignity, with a lack of integrity. We pull down the barrier so that we set it up so that people that dislike others with great hate and great passion are capable of great evil. It's been odd to me that the discussion this week has been about guns, because guns didn't shoot themselves. A person that was filled with hate and total contempt for his fellow human being shot the people of Vegas. And when we mishandle people, and if you're a leader, listen very carefully. If we mishandle people, we create the atmosphere by which Vegas happens. Take care of people. Be kind to people. People break easily. And I want to be about helping people be handled with love instead of with hate. It's not what Jimmy Kimmel thinks. It's not some piece of legislation that outlaws a certain type of gun or bullet or anything else. You got to get the heart of people right. And when we do, we can change the world. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun. which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your bug assault today.
Boys. All right, welcome to Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. There's a live shot if you're watching along on the Biz TV television network, coast to coast. Live shot of Times Square and what's going on there. It was a hot day for October in New York today. I believe it was in the mid-80s, and with the humidity, it was felt even warmer than that. Kind of made me wonder if there was a pool open somewhere, but I didn't go try to find one. But anyway, it was a nice warm day, and of course, here we are in the fall and everything, all the busyness of what life brings us. And it reminds me that as we dwindle down now between now and the end of the year, that there's a limited opportunity that we have on this platform to do something really wonderful. And I do this with other radio shows that I do, and I've not done it as much here as what I would like, because I would like to always have a piece of what I do, Kevin McCullough speaking here, always be used to help make other people's lives better. It has to do with what we were talking about in the first segment, the valuing of people being of utmost importance. So I have decided that for this year we would partner with a group that is actually doing something that I've become very passionate about. And if you've ever seen any of the statistics in recent years, you know that the issue of human trafficking, actual slavery on Earth today, particularly that of sexual trafficking, the trafficking of women and children in particular, is at an all-time high. There are more people in slavery now than at any point in time in human history around the globe. And a group, the only group I really trust that is dealing with it in several different contexts, is Christian Solidarity International. And I've worked with them for years. My family and I have personally given to their efforts. We have seen with our own eyes the effectiveness they have had in the areas where they have been. And so it's an honor tonight for me to welcome somebody who's outside our time zone. In fact, I'm not even sure where he would be with us right now, because he could be in Sudan, he could be in Switzerland, he could be in Washington, D.C. But Dr. John Eibner is the CEO of Christian Solidarity International, and he is on the line and able to join us tonight. Dr. Eibner, it's good to have you here at the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Great. Thanks so much. Great to be with you, Kevin.
John, does slavery still exist on the planet today?
Of course. I mean, it's a huge phenomenon. We're speaking mainly about Sudan, but there is a global phenomenon of slavery. It's probably as big a phenomenon as it has ever been, perhaps bigger. There's economic slavery of different kinds. There's all kinds of exploitation, sexual slavery. And then what we find in Sudan today are the remnants of old-fashioned jihad slavery. And so you find that it's a global phenomenon. You're broadcasting from New York, presumably today as usual, and there are like countless slaves in New York City now of one sort or another, sex slaves, people who are locked up performing some kind of labor or another, and it is a global phenomenon, and sadly it seems to grow rather than to diminish.
If we have gotten to a point where globally it is more or less been outlawed by most civilized worlds, how can it still be such the booming business that it is?
Well, for precisely the words that you used, it's a booming business, and booming businesses can thrive and do thrive no matter what the law says, and enforcement of the law is very expensive, very complex, and the world, the United States and the rest of the world is simply not up to the challenge to effectively combat it. In the early days, in the 1990s, you had the beginnings of an new anti-slavery movement in the USA, and there's now legislation, anti-trafficking legislation, a whole section of the State Department is devoted to combating what they call human trafficking, yet the phenomenon continues to grow.
Yeah. I was just reminded of this, even in a more down-to-earth way. One of our very best friends posted a post on Facebook just yesterday with a beautiful picture of her youngest daughter, and she said, it's her birthday today, and we're celebrating. And then she wrote in almost tearful language, but there are many girls today that will not be celebrating a birthday that may share it with her. And part of the reason is because some of them are being held against their will. They're being trafficked. They're being sexually exploited. They're being abused. They are, in essence, non-people. Supposedly, international law calls slavery a crime against humanity. And yet it feels like, John Eibner, that this it's almost impossible to address this issue when you say it's bigger, and I know that that's the case. There are more people held in slavery today than at any point in time in human history.
Yes, so that's the reality. There's huge money involved in different forms of economic exploitation of the weak. There are things like, let's say, jihad, slavery. We find the remnants of that in Sudan, but it recently came to life again in Syria and Iraq with the Islamic State literally going on jihad and taking non-believers, infidels, as slaves. There are still many Yazidi and probably some few Christian women in Syria and Iraq who are in the hands of members of the Islamic State as their sex slaves. This is going on in Sudan, and so you have people who are still enslaved in the Sudan as a result of the jihad that was waged over previous decades. In parts of Africa, you have tribal religions that demand slaves. The priest caste will demand maybe female slaves. There are many different forms of slavery, but in every case, it's the powerful exploiting the weakest, most vulnerable members of society, denying their freedom, abusing them, forcing them to do things that they would not otherwise do. They become non-people, separated from their loved ones. Of course, they cannot practice their faith. In the case of the jihad slavery, they're forcibly converted to Islam. They're forced to do, there are many sex slaves who are, of course, forced into prostitution. They're made to do things that they wouldn't otherwise do. And that's one of the blights on modern day global civilization. This industry booms, notwithstanding the law, and notwithstanding many human rights groups and interest groups who protest against it. I've seen no sign that it is diminishing. The money that's put into it.
I'd like people to understand also that John's kind of describing these categories of different types of slaves, but there are many that we can't even get into tonight because the types would be as long listed as anything else. But what we can do, friend, is help make a difference where we know we can. And John's going to tell us more about the country of Sudan, but I want you to go to the phone and I want you to help liberate one slave for us. By the way, we have a 4-1 match tonight. Every slave that we liberate tonight through Radio Night Live, we have donors, private donors, that have already stepped up and are willing to match 3 slaves for every one that we liberate. They cost $250 to set free. That includes the price of the vaccine that the slave traders get. It includes all the materials that they need to survive that first year in liberation. Friends, will you go to the phone and call 888? I need the phone number, 888-342-1010. I think it is 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, issues, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now. Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So glad you're with us, Radio Night Live on a Saturday, and as you may not be thinking about what to do this Christmas season just yet, because you've got October, which has Halloween, and then you got November, which has Thanksgiving, and then you've got Christmas, and then New Year's, it will be upon us faster than you realize, and I'm so excited about what we are doing for our kind of, put this platform to good use kind of effort this year. I could not wait to have Dr. John Eibner with us, and so grateful that he's here. We continue to pay honor and respect to the victims of Las Vegas, and but you want to stick around for the end of the show tonight, because we actually have a very special tribute to the victims of Las Vegas and to the heroes of Las Vegas from this last week that I think summarizes it and says it better than anything else. Also coming up in hour two, Bridget Fettesy from The Federalist will also be back with us talking about some of the headlines of the week. But Dr. Eibner, again, thank you for being with us. And I want to get to this issue of who we're helping. We're trying to help 50 girls and women be liberated from their slave captors in northern Sudan. But why are those girls and young children in slavery and captivity in Sudan tonight?
Right. Well, one has to go back into history a little bit. There was a civil war that started in 1983 that, in simple terms, pitted the Arab-dominated Islamic government in Khartoum against the southern Christian and traditionalist populations. And this war morphed into an openly declared jihad. And the government of Sudan used Arab tribesmen to raid the south to try to destroy the backbone of southern resistance. And they were able to mobilize people in the name of jihad, saying that this is a kind of a holy war, and that those who participated in it could follow the rules of jihad, which means taking killing, enslaving, robbing cows, goats, any kind of movable property, including people. And women and children were particularly, useful. And they were abducted, taken into slavery, and this carried on until the war ended in 2005. But the end of the war didn't bring about the release of the slaves. So there are still, by our, as far as we can tell, there are still some tens of thousands of women and children in particular who were left behind. Who were not liberated. They stayed in northern Sudan with their masters. And during this period of time, of course, they give birth. So there are little baby slaves who are born in the north. They never lived in southern Sudan. And
John, why didn't the Comprehensive Peace Agreement that was signed in 2005, why didn't it stop that practice?
It stopped the practice in the sense that it stopped the slave raiding. That was one of the achievements. So the raiding of villages and the taking of slaves stopped, but it did not bring about the liberation and expatriation of those who had been enslaved. And it didn't do so because the issue was too hot sensibly, politically, to handle. This is a highly sensitive, issue in Sudan and throughout the Arab, Islamic world, and to be frank, nobody felt that these people were important enough to push some, further sensitive buttons as they were trying to reconcile the North and the South and to bring about peace. So it was just an issue that was put to aside because it was felt if this were brought back into a peace process, it would unleash passions that might derail the whole process.
Yeah, well, and because of the sensitivity, but because of Christian Solidarity International's consistent work, you guys have actually been able to develop a system by which these slaves can be liberated. Talk to us a little bit for just a couple of minutes here about how that liberation process goes and what it looks like.
Well, back in the the mid-1990s, this is a long time ago when I first went into Sudan, I discovered that there was already a mechanism that functioned whereby those who had been enslaved could be released and brought back home, and it had nothing to do with CSI or Western NGOs or governments. It was that there are Arab Muslims in the north who have an interest in good relations with their southern neighbors. They would want to bring their cattle down into southern Sudan during the dry season where there's grass and water when there was none in the north. Or there are other Arab Muslims from the north who are perhaps traders. They belong to trading families that for decades, for centuries perhaps, had commercial relations with their southern neighbors, and they were not interested in jihad. And the southerners would make use of these Arab Muslims who had respectful relations with them.
Gotcha, Dr. Ivan. Hold on just a second. We're going to have to take a break.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Another beautiful shot of New York City, Lower Manhattan tonight. That's one of my favorite shots of all of them that we use on Saturdays, and it just shows Lower Manhattan, where we just love to be. It's the greatest city in the world. I really do believe that. The Hamilton musical got that part right.
Welcome to Saturday night. Welcome to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And once again, once a year, we have decided to try to do something to change the world around us. It's one thing to be here on Saturday nights and to complain and bellyache and belligerate about all the problems that there are in the world around us. It's another thing to do something about it. And one of the reasons that we have partnered with Christian Solidarity International is that they are actively doing something very, very effective, as you've been hearing from Dr. Eivner with us tonight. And I just want to recalculate all this for everybody that has just joined us. What Dr. Eivner was just describing before the break is this process that really existed before CSI came along. It existed because there were northern Arabs that had a desire to have good relationship with southern Christians in Sudan. Now, the two sections of that country became separate countries.
But they, in order to have good relations so that they could bring their cattle to get water and grass in the dry season from the north, there was a willingness to negotiate the release of some of these slaves that have been held there. More than 80,000, I might add, have been affected by the release through CSI in recent years. The program that we are helping them with this year, they have helped set free more than 80,000 individuals who have been enslaved from a period of anywhere from all of their life to at least a few dozen years, in the worst cases of all, and kind of everywhere in between. Women and children most vulnerable, and our goal is to liberate at least 50 of these women and young girls from the northern Sudanese Islamist slavers. So here's how it works. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. A one-time gift of $250 sets one slave free. Now, $50 of that is what it costs CSI to secure the Novidium vaccine, which is what the northern ranchers need for their cattle to stay healthy in the conditions. The rest of that is an actual package that is used to help support materially the slave when they are released, and then it helps transport them back across the border to South Sudan. They get reunited with their family. Some of them don't know their family if they were born in slavery, in captivity, but they meet them sometimes for the first time. They have huge celebration. There's such a joyous return. And then that the rest of that is material goods that help them survive, including a shipment of grain that will help them will not go hungry for even one day for a full year. They also have a female goat, which they can get milk and cheese from. There are other things that they can do, like plant seeds. They're given some utensils, grow gardens, other things that help them in getting themselves liberated from their old life and accustomed to the new. But just imagine spending your entire life in captivity and then having the chance to be free for that first time. That's what we are doing for 50 of these women and girls this year, and we're hoping that we can give them for Christmas a holiday gift that will give them freedom for the rest of their life. And tonight, if you set one free tonight, if you give a gift tonight and you say, human trafficking is horrendous, it needs to stop. Don't just say it needs to stop and not do anything about it. If you believe human trafficking really is a great offense, if you're offended by slavery, if you're offended by the fact that slavery is worse now than in world history, that there's more people in slavery right now than any time in world history, then do something about it. You have the ability to set one free tonight. And if you do, we have assembled private donors that are going to come along and give a 3-to-1 match. So it's a 4 times the match of just your slave being set free when you give your gift tonight. So put the number on the screen. Here's the phone number if you're listening by way of radio. It's 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And if you give a gift tonight, that's going to be quadrupled through the matching gift that we have. But you have to call tonight in order to get the match. Our goal is 50 of these slaves to be liberated by Christmas this year. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Now, I want to go back to Dr. Eibner, because, Dr. Eibner, you were saying that this process existed before CSI was even in the region. You were saying that it existed, that there were already, it was an underground railroad, so to speak.
We're aware of this primitive basic mechanism when we went into the area, and we decided that we would meet the request of the southern community leaders and support that system. So that's basically how it works, that there are these Arab Muslims who have good relations with the South, who want to live in peace with them, and they are able to, through their networks, to find out where the slaves are and to go to slave masters and make an arrangement whereby the masters free them. Sometimes it happens that no arrangement is made. Sometimes these Arab retrievers, as we call them, might go to a well. They see a well there where there are women drawing water, and they see those that look like they're from southern Sudan. and they introduce themselves and basically, in short, say, do you want to come back with me? Okay, they may take them back without encountering the master.
Hmm.
But that's in simple terms how the system works, and when the slave owners receive an incentive to free their slaves, it is some doses of cattle vaccines, which they treasure because they are, for the most part, cattlemen, and they live off of their cattle, and they want their cattle to be healthy, and they will trade their slaves for this cattle vaccine. One has to bear in mind that the slaves have very little economic value for these masters. It's different than, say, sex slavery, where there are, you know, prostitution rings and big money can be made through sex slaves, or slavery in the South in the United States, where you had a cotton industry that was based really on slave labor.
Yeah, but it's interesting, Dr. Eivner, that you say that, because even though they are not being prostituted, those slaves are being forced to sexually be subservient to their masters. So it's kind of the same kind of thing. Dr. Eivner, we appreciate you being with us tonight, and I look forward to having you back. You're going to be with us on and off, in and out. Hopefully we can get you in studio before the Christmas holiday rolls around to join us personally. Maybe when we liberate that 50th slave. Anyway, friends, call tonight, 888-342-1010, 4-1 match when you call tonight, 888-342-1010. Let's liberate some lives.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I need your love so
Bradley.
All right, live from New York. Nice shot there of the TKTS booth tonight. It's a busy night in the city. We are glad to have you with us here at Radio Night Live. And coming up, hour number two. And I just want to address something I just saw on the Facebook live feed on the Facebook page during the break, which we are broadcasting, by the way, live on Facebook. You can see my mug. Yeah, someone you would rather look at in the next hour will be Bridget Phetasy, who will be with us. The lovely Bridget Phetasy will be with us, and she will be discussing a lot of the headlines of the week, including the Harvey Weinstein hypocrisy that seems to be plaguing our political and cultural mores these days, because nobody said anything about that. But there was all kinds of stuff said about one locker room talk about a certain president. I'm just saying, it seems kind of hypocritical. Anyway, but I want to address something somebody said. I saw a comment on the Facebook Live thread who said that Christian Solidarity International was a BS scam site. Friends, first of all, if you go visit their page, you can see everything that Dr. Eibner has just talked about for the last hour as being documented. But let me go one step further. I've actually given my own money to CSI for over 10 years. The McCullough family has tried to help liberate, I think we're closing in on somewhere around 60 slaves ourselves over the course of the last number of years, when you add up all that we've given. For this campaign, and I gave my gift going into tonight knowing that we are getting the 4-to-1 match for people that liberate slaves tonight. I wanted to get a bunch more slaves liberated. So we're liberating three slaves ourselves, our family. My listeners, and I don't know who these people were that were commenting, but my listeners know that I don't ever ask them to do anything that I don't do first. And so if you have doubts about such a thing, feel free to email me, kmcradio@gmail.com. Ask me any question you want about Christian Solidarity International. You'll get to know them better as we have not only Dr. Eibner back, but Reverend Heidi McGinnis, who's just one of my favorite people on the planet. One of the most positive people you'll ever find. And she goes into the worst places on planet Earth and sees the stuff that they're up against. But I just want to remind you that if you want to help us tonight liberate slaves from the slavery that they face in northern Sudan at the hands of Islamists, you can call 888-342-1010, and every gift you give tonight being matched 4-to-1. And when that happens, we're going to liberate four times the number of people than what your gift is by itself. So if you can give $250 tonight, there's going to be another three people that earn their freedom because you did that. And that's because of very generous private donors. By the way, all of my sponsors are going to be asked to participate in this, and I've already got confirmations from MyPillow and Balance of Nature that that's going to happen. So I'm very excited about what we're going to have the potential to do here, and maybe we can do more than that. Maybe we could free 100 people this Christmas season. Anyway, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Coming back, second hour, next.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.